Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Willow from Covington is. Willow, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Willow and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Willow will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
What is the capital city of Washington?
It starts with an S.
You can pass.
Pass. It's not coming to my head right now.
The first female United States senator was from what southern state?
Georgia.
Yes, Georgia. Who directed Singles?
Pass.
What do scatologists study? Scatologists. What do they study?
The study of crap?
Yes. In what decade was Starbucks founded?
I'm having an issue hearing you. What?
In what decade was Starbucks founded?
The 20th.
No.
The 21st.
No. Decade.
Decade, not century.
Oh, 19? 90?
No. Well, Willow, you got 2 correct, and I'm sorry if you couldn't hear very well.
I think it's the phone. My phone volume won't go up all the way.
Okay, but do you have an Android or an iPhone? That's the most important question.
It's Android.
Oh, that's no! The problem. That's the problem. You need to get an iPhone.
My personal phone is an iPhone, but I'm working off my work phone.
Oh, you know what that means? You should probably just quit your job and get a job that gives you an iPhone.
All right, Steve is back. And are you ready, sir?
All right.
What is the capital city of Washington?
Capital city of Andover?
No.
Well, Washington, Olympia.
Yes. Wow. The first female United States senator was from what southern state?
No, Texas?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Arkansas?
No. Who directed Singles?
Cameron Crowe.
Yes, he did. What Great do movie. Scatologists Cameron. Study?
Excuse me?
Scatologists.
Dookie?
Yes. In what decade was Starbucks founded?
The 70s.
Correct. From what part of Zeus's body did Athena emerge?
His butt?
No.
I don't know. His ears?
No.
His mouth?
No. Which active volcano was located in Skamania County, Washington?
Everest?
No.
Pass.
In what early 1800s year? No. Did Aaron Burr kill Alexander Hamilton?
What?
Early 1800s year.
1801.
No.
1800.
No.
1802.
No. Which Everborn artist sang Danger Zone and Footloose?
K. Kenny Loggins.
Correct. Nolan Bushnell was responsible for establishing Atari and what kid-themed restaurant?
Chuck E. Cheese's.
That's correct. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a victory. 6-2 on Seattle Rock Day.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, Willow.
No, it's fine. I expected to lose.
Well, that's the spirit. You're sampling the best. Better than all.
One of the two she knew, though, was that the first female U.S. senator was from Georgia. The part of Zeus's body that Athena emerged from was his head.
His head. Well, I said his mouth. I know.
Wildly specific. Which active volcano was located in Skamania County? That would be Mount St. Helens.
Oh, duh.
And the early 1800s year in which Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton was 1804.
Oh, I would have made it there eventually.
Yeah, you were on the right.
I was on my way.
So we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And it is very entertaining to listen to these. We have been getting some very interesting ones on there, Steve.
Got a couple that are in the spirit of Seattle Rock Day that are very, I mean, they're all about Seattle Rock Day. And speaking of which, real quick, I just want to let people know we're a little over $1,000 raised for Smash. And if anyone can donate, just go to KISW.com. Trying to raise as much money to help out the local musicians that can sometimes get hit with, you know, dental issues or insurance issues that they just don't, they're not able to afford. And Smash does that for them. So go to KISW.com. We're trying to raise $10,000.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.